When Mr. Finch retired, he bought a small cottage in a seaside village. The cottage was built in 1588, but was in very good condition. Mr. Finch was looking forward to a quiet life. But in the summer holidays, he got a shock. Hundreds of tourists came to the seaside village. Mr. Finch's cottage was the most interesting building in the village, and many of the tourists came to see it. From morning till night, there were tourists outside the cottage. They kept looking through the windows, and many of them even went into Mr. Finch's garden. This was too much for Mr. Finch. He decided to drive the unwelcome visitors away. So he put a notice in the window. The notice said, "If you want to satisfy your curiosity, come in and look round. Price, 10 pence. Mr. Finch was sure that the visitors would stop coming, but he was wrong. The number of visitors increased, and Mr. Finch spent every day showing them round his cottage. "I came here to retire, not to work as a guide," he complained. In the end, he sold the cottage and bought a small, modern house. It is an uninteresting little place, and no one wants to see it, but it is certainly quiet and peaceful. When Mr. Finch retired, he bought a small cottage in a seaside village. The cottage was built in 1588, but was in very good condition. Mr. Finch was looking forward to a quiet life. But in the summer holidays, he got a shock. Hundreds of tourists came to the seaside village. Mr. Finch's cottage was the most interesting building in the village, and many of the tourists came to see it. From morning till night, there were tourists outside the cottage. They kept looking through the windows, and many of them even went into Mr. Finch's garden. This was too much for Mr. Finch. He decided to drive the unwelcome visitors away. So he put a notice in the window. The notice said, "If you want to satisfy your curiosity, come in and look round. Price, 10 pence. Mr. Finch was sure that the visitors would stop coming, but he was wrong. The number of visitors increased, and Mr. Finch spent every day showing them round his cottage. "I came here to retire, not to work as a guide," he complained. In the end, he sold the cottage and bought a small, modern house. It is an uninteresting little place, and no one wants to see it, but it is certainly quiet and peaceful.
When was Mr. Finch's cottage built?
Why did Mr. Finch get a shock in the summer holidays?
What did Mr. Finch decide to do with the unwelcome visitors?
What did he do with the cottage?
Why is he pleased with his small modern house?